I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Father Time is undefeated. We learned that this weekend in a myriad of ways here. Mike Tyson, Stipe, Aaron Rodgers.
Netflix, pretty old company, couldn't work.
Couldn't figure out the stream here. I guess, obviously, we'll start with the Mike Tyson fight first, because it is reported that 65 million households in America were watching it, or at least trying to. Look, you and I were chatting throughout it. I was inside the arena, you were outside the arena. When did the buffering start?
So as soon as I turned it on.
So from the undercard too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't start at the beginning, but I probably got in there like 30, 40 minutes after it started because I was putting the kids down.
Okay.
And from the moment I turned it on, there were issues.
My God, man. And they just couldn't fix it throughout the rest of the night, huh?
No. And they couldn't fix it at all. I mean, eventually what a lot of people were saying is like, yeah, I just had to like put it on like a 2-3 minute delay and watch it that way.
Interesting.
Which is like, I guess, but like,
that's just not the point of
work.
It. Yeah, that's not the point of
fucking.
It.
And by the way, like this is presumably Netflix wants to do stuff like this so they can eventually get into stuff like, I don't know, the Super Bowl.
Like, well, so
or like championships
or at least bowl games or something.
Yeah.
No. You guys didn't hear?
I mean, wrestling, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They got WWE for 10 years, so all of that is going to be live on Monday nights.
Is it?
Maybe. Hey, but here's the one that people will lose their fucking minds over. Christmas Day, they've got the NFL. They've also just booked, as of 2 hours ago, Beyonce at halftime.
Who's playing Christmas Day?
Not sure, but
because Thanksgiving, it's always the same teams.
It's always the same team. No idea who it is on Christmas.
It's Lions,
this
Cowboys,
year.
And who else? Redskins.
NFL's starting to
Lions, Cowboys.
Step on the NBA's toes?
And then they do
the Lions, Cowboys, and a third just like flex.
So Bears, Lions, Giants, Cowboys, and Dolphins, Packers this year.
Yeah. So on Christmas.
Then there's a Friday game, Raiders, Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas.
The Black Friday game. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're doing that. They're trying to take up every single day of
the year. The man's name is Friday.
Sure is. And you'll appreciate his work, okay? Who cares that he's black?
I don't know why they even bring it up.
Who is the Christmas game this year?
I believe it is,
Christmas
Chiefs
game,
Chiefs,
Steelers, Ravens, Texans, and then Thursday after Christmas. We've got a midweek Christmas this year, by the way, so you guys are going to get more days off than you normally do, which is nice.
Yeah, everybody in the office.
Not you. We always take 2 weeks off. We don't care. Ravens, Texans, and then on Thursday, Seahawks, Bears, which is a fucking waste.
Seahawks won this weekend, but
why have a Wednesday Christmas game?
Because they're taking over every single day of the week.
It's the NBA's day.
It's not the
NBA's day. There was like this peace agreement that they had for years.
Armistice.
I say fuck the NBA.
but also like those NBA games are fucking worthless.
Yes.
So.
They don't even play.
Sorry, you don't believe
there's
in Christmas
a matchup.
Day unders.
The midday game is always
Lakers.
No, it's always the finals rematch. Right, but historically not a very good game. It's
never been good.
So 2018 or 19, it was a rematch of the Cavs and Warriors, and that was a really good game. But typically, it's not a good game because almost always the team that won the title last year just fucking hobbled this year. Right? Who was in the finals last year? The Celtics, and then
there's no way you could say.
It's hard to say.
I can't look it up.
Yeah. Celtics versus...
this is why there's football
games.
It
wasn't Denver. Who was it? Nope. Who was it?
Who was it?
Nobody knows.
I'm going to look on...
That proves the NBA point of
this is
one
how,
fucking
this
cares
is how
about
I'm
the NBA.
Know. So Lakers and Warriors will play. That'll probably be a pretty good game. 76ers and Celtics are playing, which is not a match.
We're bad.
That's not the... usually it's a fucking rematch of whatever the NBA title game was. So... NBA Wednesday is, it starts in the morning. I don't know why they've got it backwards.
It was the Mavericks.
Starts in the morning at 11 a.m. It's Spurs Knicks.
It
that'll be a good game. Spurs
Luka was
Knicks
in the finals.
T Wolves Mavericks second, and then that should be a good game too. then 76ers Laker. I'm sorry, 76ers Celtics. Then Lakers Warriors, and the night game is Nuggets Suns. Those are all pretty decent games.
Oh.
Except for the 76ers. They're terrible.
Wow. Yeah. I apologize, guys. All of those games are on Netflix.
What?
So they're doing...
No. The NBA
Chiefs,
games?
No.
Yeah.
Chiefs-Steelers and Ravens-Texans both will be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They better get it figured out between now and then, or they're going to fucking get hammered.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The stock price is going to go down, for Christ's sake.
I mean, look... It's I don't give a fuck how many people were watching. I don't care. Like, you knew that there were going to be that many people watching. And you weren't fucking ready? Like, suck my dick. It was horrible. I had to watch it on Antonio Brown's goddamn Twitter.
That's what I heard. A lot of people there.
Seemed to work fine at the Ren Faire. Somebody was just streaming it on a giant screen.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what's really fucking funny about that, too, is like the service was apparently great in AT&T.
It was.
Because, it always is. Yeah.
It was, yes.
Because, A, I was texting you, no problems. A lot of stadiums, you can't. Your phone's just dead.
No, they have Wi-Fi in AT&T.
They have the best.
And then AB, like I said, was streaming to 6 million people.
Well, so Twitter doesn't have problems.
Yeah.
Did he just put his phone up against the Jumbotron in Jerry World?
Yep.
No fucking way. That's really funny.
By the way, can we stop calling that a fight?
Yes.
Because it wasn't. I don't think it was real. I don't think I think the Gaming Commission should investigate that. I'm not kidding.
They're investigating it right now.
The Tyson fight or the John Jones Stipe fight? Because that wasn't a fight either.
No.
Yeah,
that wasn't a fight because John Jones is just better than everybody at life.
We knew the outcomes of both.
Really, and he's old and broke.
We know the outcomes of both.
No. Before we get into Stipe though.
Stipe's just old and he got his ass kicked by probably the second best champion ever in MMA, right? I just think Anderson Silva's the best. But
if you want to go off like kind of the aura and the record and everything, I guess you just got to go with John Jones.
At this point now, I mean, I would have liked for him to stick around and do one more fight.
He's still ducking Tommy.
He's not going to fight.
He said afterwards,
Aspinall.
He said he's going to fight
Pereira because he knows he can beat Pereira.
Right.
Yeah, but he's not going to fight Tommy Aspinall.
No, Aspinall was there, but...
he should, by the way.
Let's start with the Tyson fight here. So inside the arena... Netflix knocked everything out of the park, dude. Outside everything else, they had it was kid friendly. It was fun. It was beautiful inside. Like they had all these crazy fucking Netflix decorations throughout the arena. I was shocked when I heard the outside world. It was fucked up because it was like, man, they spent so much money on it. It was rad. The girls fight before Amanda Serrano was an absolute fucking banger. And we're all waiting for Mike Tyson to come out. And then he comes out and trips down the thing. And you're like, oh, boy, this isn't going to be good.
Yeah, what happened?
We knew this.
What happened with all that? Because we've been watching Tyson train.
Yep.
For a while now.
Didn't he get like a sports hernia?
They shortened the rounds to 2 minutes from three, which is you know, a third less than a typical boxing round. We watched him train. Mm-hmm. The guy that showed up in that ring is not the guy we've been watching
you
train.
You can look good hitting the bag for two minutes when you're 58.
No. They sped it up. No. They sped up the footage. Somebody has debunked that online. Yeah. So to make him look faster, all that footage was sped up. This was Mike's quote. The morning after the fight, and I'll read this to you. This is one of those situations when you lost but still won. I'm grateful for last night's. No regrets to get into the ring one last time. I almost died in June. Now, the media was telling us it was an ulcer. He said, I had 8 blood transfusions, lost half of my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy to fight. So I feel like I won. To have my children see me stand toe-to-toe and finish 8 rounds with a talented fighter half my age in front of a packed Dallas Cowboys stadium is an experience that no man has the right to ask for. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Hashtag Paul Tyson. Now, if this is true, which I have no reason to believe it's not, obviously, good for him. But that's still not a fight for Jake Paul. For the viewers to make Jake Paul a serious fighter that we're going to care about in real life. And
does he want to be? Because he's not.
Can't tell. Because immediately after the fights, he said, I want to fight Conor McGregor next.
Cool.
That is also not a serious...
Conor is also not a serious person at this point.
I agree. So it isn't about boxing anymore. And we don't have any boxers left.
It was never about boxing. What are you talking about? The only actual boxer he's ever fought was Tommy Fury, who is not a boxer who could succeed in boxing.
Right. And he beat him. He won.
Tommy
won. He actually won the fight. That's the one defeat he has on his record. So what are we doing?
Tommy's not a good boxer.
Famous? Yes. No, he's not good. Like, that's it.
Right, I've been saying this for years now. And you guys have been talking about, he can really fight.
He can knock out UFC fighters every night of the week.
Yeah, if they fucking keep their hands at their sides.
I think he knocked those guys out.
No, come on.
It ruined their lives.
They were also washed.
They all got fucking
never
paid.
Had hands.
That when Mike Tyson's talking about I can lose and still win, it's because he's got $30 million in his checking account now. Well, maybe it's in his savings account. I don't know how he's got his
Anderson
finances.
Anderson Silva when he was 47.
He actually took it to right. a paycheck.
But if you go back, you're the UFC guy.
His payday loan.
You're the UFC guy on the show. Every single time I asked you, you said all those UFC guys were going to win.
No, I always took Jake Paul usually.
You did not.
I picked Jake through and through. He'll beat all.
You said Anderson Silva would also win, and he got knocked down.
I don't even think we talked about that.
We did.
Honestly.
We have
There's
to
no
cover
way.
It.
There's no way to look that up.
Yeah, there is.
It's not. He's not a real fighter.
Tyron Woodley let him knock him out so he could get paid.
Yeah. Oh God.
I don't think he.
This is the only commissioned fight he's ever been in.
Tyron Woodley's other.
No, they're all the other ones were all commissioned.
No.
Yes.
No.
Woodley, the only one wasn't. It was a basketball player.
Still not Woodley's worst loss. That was to a raccoon.
Yes. So Jake actually has a professional record of, I think, 9-1 right now.
I really feel like it's all been fake. I don't believe any of the results of any of it.
The thing, Dan. I did a lot of mushrooms this week, and everything's fake.
Everything's fake, dude. Yeah. The world isn't real anymore.
Yeah. We're all floating on a turtle's back in space.
We sure are. But I don't think after this fight anybody takes Jake seriously as a real boxer anymore.
I didn't think they would after the last three, but people keep doing it. He'll go away long enough.
Yeah, I thought Tommy's
that people forget about how stupid this was, and then he'll show back up and fight Conor. I guarantee, and he'll make another $40 million.
Losing to Tommy Fury would have just derailed the whole thing.
You would think so, but it didn't. Because it's never been about boxing.
Brilliant choice to have Mike Tyson.
Yes,
because that is the thing where it's like, all right, obviously he's old as fuck, but like. I don't know.
It's still Mike
fucking Tyson. Still but here's Mike. The thing is like boxing is there's no sport crueler age-wise than boxing. Not fucking tennis, not fucking soccer, not fucking anything. Like, it is, after one round, anyone who's not like 19 and in insane shape is just fucking dead. Yeah. And Mike couldn't move. He threw like a punch around after the first round. And by the way, more proof that it's probably fucking fake. So Mike Tyson maybe had an ulcer or something like that. How many body shots did Jake throw? How many times did Jake punch him in the fucking chest, stomach, whatever, like that, kidneys, what, like nothing. It was going for the head every time. When Mike was blocking most of them, or he glancing blows, you know what I mean? Like, how many times, how often did Jake try to work Mike's body?
So Jake said, I believe in his after fight presser, that he did realize there was a point where he took it easy on him. So
was it the point when Mike threw an overhand left and clocked Jake and he stumbled back 8 feet? That was the one real punch that Mike threw the whole time?
Yeah.
What I mean? It's like, and then all of a sudden it got really, like, nonviolent after that.
Oh, my God.
Just like after fucking Logan got knocked out on his feet. I know.
It was really weird when they kissed. It really threw me
out. I like that part. That was my favorite part.
I like that, obviously.
That was what I was waiting for the whole show. But really, no, it's not. It's a spectacle. It's a spectacle, and that's fine. Just make it professional wrestling. But the problem with that is gaming commissions, right? Like, you can't do that shit. I mean, even Jake saying that he took it easy on him at some point is the wrong answer. You're asking for an investigation at
can't
that point.
Can't you, like, technically gamble on the Royal Rumble?
You can gamble,
yeah,
on,
you can gamble on anything. So, to that so point.
That's scripted.
Wait, but here's the thing. To that point, this was the most bet fight of the year around the world. And I'm looking at the CompuBox numbers here. So, first round. Total punches landed and thrown. Jake landed 6 through 25. Mike landed 4. Only threw 17 punches. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go through Mike's numbers here because it decreased. 3 for 17, 5 for 21, 0 for 8 in the fourth round. So that means Mike didn't land one punch and only threw 8. 2 for 11 in the fifth. 0 for 8 again in the 6th, 3 for 9 in the 7th.
And those are generous numbers.
1 for 6.
Those are, those are some generous punch numbers. Like, I mean, like, these were ineffectual, like, really just, like, keep them on a stay away type of thing. Like, it was not.
I don't understand. Jake, just go do fucking wrestling.
You can't get $40 million in wrestling.
No, but you can build the rest of your brands like that. If it's just extracting money from your audience, I don't think that's a very ethical thing to do.
Well, Netflix is free.
Netflix is free this time.
Yeah, yes. Fair enough. Yeah. This time.
Right? This time, yeah. Well, who's going to pay for it after this?
Get the bag.
Nobody will pay for it again.
No. And I think if you're Netflix, and let's say they do the Conor McGregor thing
someone's
for free,
pay for
Netflix will pay for it again. I guarantee it.
The Tommy Fury one, didn't only 50,000 people buy that pay-per-view, or 65,000?
Yes.
It was. Yeah. It's like, that's so, not enough.
I mean, I got the next option right now.
Is it you?
No, Stallone.
Oh, hey.
Well, he's 84.
No, but they're
Jimmy
both,
Carter.
They're both Trump guys, so Stallone won't fight him.
All right, yeah. Throw in Biden. Who
although,
cares?
Actually, Tyson was a Trump guy, too. There's not going to be a fighter that's not a Trump guy, is there?
Yeah, no, not really.
I was just like, who's a fighter that's not a Trump guy?
Yeah, I mean, even like Jim Miller was talking about Peanut.
Yeah. If your testosterone is high enough to be a fighter, you're not going to vote for a Democrat. So.
There's a couple.
Very true. Yeah. No. Who are they?
There's not.
Even
Pereira was talking about fucking Trump.
Yeah.
He wants to fuck Trump?
No, he's talking about Trump.
I get it, though. The power.
It's a lot of power, dude.
I don't know if I'd want to get involved in that.
A lot of power in that room.
Honestly, you can't top Trump.
No.
Because
it would be wrong.
Wrong, but also that butthole's just not what you want it to be.
Yeah. Be like this one.
Yeah. Sure is. Lot, but you get to have McDonald's afterwards, which is fun.
Yeah,
the
team Make America Healthy Again was on a private jet, eating McDonald's before.
Yeah. You can see the shame in RFK's face.
Did you see Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet?
Yeah.
That said, we're starting to make America Healthy Again tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah.
The craziest thing no one's ever pointed out. Did you see what Trump was eating?
What?
A fish filet.
My wife loves those goddamn things. I know there's a big segment of the audience that loves the fish filet from McDonald's. I'm not in that camp.
Jared is the fucking leading candidate.
My God,
in America,
I had to get him 8 before we were doing live shows. I had to get him 8 in the morning.
Yeah, and you know what he would do? He would eat a couple of them, and he would leave the rest at room temperature and eat them. He would eat room temperature filet fish sandwiches with cheese on them throughout the fucking.
And we would have to go. We would have to go at 10:31 because that's when breakfast stopped.
Yep.
And that's when we could get the fish. I swear to God, that's how well I know it.
Well, like, last time I saw somebody do it was that Giorgio did the land, air, and sea challenge.
Big fan. But as far as Netflix goes, I think that picture that's gone viral of Mike's ass, which we didn't get to see in the arena.
Fun,
we didn't get to see in the arena, so I saw it later. But that when you were showing your ass, you were showing your ass. Yeah. And that's what happened there. Now, would it be fun to watch shit for free like that on Netflix again if they can figure out the streaming? Yes. Yes, it would. And hopefully they do not fuck up these Christmas games because people are going to be pissed off. No one gives a fuck about the NBA. The ratings are nowhere near what the NFL is. And if you got Beyonce at halftime, God knows what they paid her to do that. What'd the DNC pay her? $8 million?
Spend time with your family.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Nah.
Throw on a Christmas story.
They're going after Jay-Z right now. She's got to start stashing cash away before that goes down. But yeah, I would like to see more stuff on there. Obviously, we're going to have Christmas on there with the NFL games and all that other stuff. But man, you've got to learn from that streaming shit, dude, and try to find a way forward.
They're going after Jay-Z?
Yeah.
For
yeah,
what?
Yeah. What are you talking about? He's best friends with Diddy.
Oh, so Becky with the good hair was pigtails, huh?
By the way, Derek Wolf is trolling you on Twitter right now.
He is, yeah. We'll talk about that.
You know that that sketch of what's his name?
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis, where he's putting the gun in his mouth.
Yeah.
Derek Wolf just reposted and said, St. James, Street James, checking in on you because the Falcons got their shit pushed in by the Denver Broncos. Bonix
slinging.
Laid it on you, motherfuckers.
Well, hang on. So he's got. This is to you, Derek. He's got his teammates there. It was him, Peyton Manning on the field, Vaughn Miller.
Yeah,
Vaughn. All those guys were there. And I didn't want to bother him. You know, he's with his buddies. He's with his homies. And then I get this text right after the game. It says, real quiet after that beatdown. And I responded, I believe it was Socrates who said, let the dumb ones speak while you continue to lead the blind children. Obviously, you've spoken and you're dumb. I'm a shepherd of the blind. Whoa, I'm really fucking high right now. That was when the diet smokes kicked in, and I didn't really know what I was saying, but we were going back and forth. And I actually said, in all sincerity, Bo Nix might be the best-looking rookie quarterback right now. Like, I mean,
Jaden Daniels is obviously the best, but Bo Nix,
he's got an 85% completion rate. I mean, it's fucking – he's getting really better. After he screamed at his coach on the sidelines – that was like a guy who wants to fucking win and lead your team. And like,
interesting.
That's when things have really changed.
Interesting that the two best rookie quarterbacks are the quarterbacks on the two best coach teams.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. Dan Quinn or fucking Sean.
Are we sure about Jaden Daniels?
Peyton.
Cliff Kingsbury, too, is the OC.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury. Who's the? I don't know who the OC in Denver is, but
Peyton's there.
He's one of the best offensive minds.
Just keeping tabs. Jaden Daniels come back to earth, averaging less than 215 yards a game. Completion percentage going down.
Not total.
He's actually
offense.
Playing. He's not. He's not great. It's not great. Didn't look good against the Eagles. Didn't impress me. Starting to play some real guys.
When he wins the
Eagles humble brag.
Yeah, when he wins the rookie of the year.
There's a lot of season left. Bo Nix could do it.
Let's see. Maybe. 11, six games.
Okay,
left.
If their stats are comparable and Bo Nix ends with more wins.
Well, they're not. The Redskins are 7-4, and the schedule's not. There's no way Denver wins 11 games.
85% completion yesterday, 307, four touchdowns against the Falcons, who have a pretty decent defense.
So the Redskins' next couple of games are Cowboys, Titans, Saints. They play the Eagles again, but then they play the Falcons, who would have committed suicide by then, and then they end with the Cowboys.
Falcons are currently in first place.
Yeah, Falcons are.
I know.
They're an awful football team.
They'll win games. They'll win games if they're not supposed to, and then lose ones they're supposed to, probably.
Just get in, baby. Just
it was 38-6 yesterday, guys. It's an awful organization.
It doesn't matter if you lose by 1 or 100.
It still
doesn't matter.
It's what I told you guys with the DEI hires and all that other bullshit. That coaching staff looks confused. They don't know what fucking plays to call. You've Bijan Robinson, for Christ's sakes, barely using the fucking guy. They're losers. The whole organization is full of losers. And I don't give a shit. But Bo Nix looked great. Mm. Problem is the Broncos are now fucking 6-5. Yeah. Let's look at the rest of their schedule
here. It's hard. It's tough. It's hard
not,
to get the
it's
10
not
wins.
Tough. And no, because they got the Raiders next week.
You know, the feisty Raiders.
Well, Minshew is playing out of his mind right now. So
they've got maybe. Raiders, Browns, Colts. Actually, the Colts look pretty good.
Oh my god, dude, that's three wins right there. They could be 9-6.
But then
Chargers.
They
Bengals,
have at
Chiefs.
Chargers. They're not going to win that.
Chargers, Bengals, Chiefs coming home, and that's my only shot. I got them down for 9 right now. Hopefully the Bengals might have given up, and then the Chiefs might give up if the Bills end up losing in another game. So
Which feels decent.
Oh, it's going to be really tight, close. Dude. It's going to be right really fucking tight.
That's a great line to set.
I'm enjoying right now all the groundswell. I mean, no professional sports league. Maybe it's only because there's only one game every single week. No professional sports league other than the NFL overreacts to every fucking thing that happens like this.
Well, college. Pro, yeah, he's a pro, yeah.
The Bills, man, they fucking got them this year.
They are my Super Bowl pick.
They're your Super Bowl pick every year.
I guarantee you that I will bet whatever amount of money you want that the Bills will not
win
the Super Bowl.
My pick, Oregon and the Bills. Let's go.
Here's why.
That's what I got. That's all I can ride on.
And the Eagles. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, 3-1.
Yep.
In the regular season. Mm-hmm. 0-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah, they won the wrong. They do this all the time, and it's they win the wrong game.
Oh. Not his fault.
The Bills have been doing this. The Bills have been doing this since the 80s.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not Josh Allen's fault that they lose those playoff games typically. Like, I mean, it's maybe some of them. Maybe you could give him one or something
12
like that.
12 seconds.
13. But yeah, 13 seconds is absolutely not on Josh Allen in any way, shape, or form.
I watched the end of the second half with Kirk Cousins yesterday, with same thing, 13 seconds. Mentally, Kirk Cousins could not figure out how to get the ball on time to get out of bounds. And he was, same thing as the Ohio State thing. He was 1 second late, zeros on the clock. They couldn't even kick a fucking field goal going in, but Mahomes has no problems with it. So maybe it is. But either way, look, we all picked this on the show. We said the Bills would win this game.
Yeah, and they'll have
four of us. I think
they'll win 13 games in the regular season, maybe 14, and they'll get bounced in the first round.
Not the first.
No,
they'll go
lose
the second.
To the Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, they'll lose
like
the
that.
Chiefs they're or gonna, the Ravens.
They won't
right?
make the AFC Championship.
The Chiefs
game.
Are frauds. They could win the Super Bowl. They're still frauds.
These frauds just won their third
they
straight
stink.
Super Bowl.
Four
title.
Out of the last five,
dude,
man.
Softest,
they're frauds.
Softest three-peat in NFL history.
Like, do you enjoy watching the Chiefs? I don't.
I love it.
I didn't enjoy watching the fucking Patriots back in the day either, and they won every fucking time.
I like
man.
Watching the Chiefs. I like Mahomes. I like not watching Mahomes.
If it's not my team, and I don't even have an NFL team, I like watching greatness.
Same.
I like watching their defense play. I think it's like the Chiefs are. Obviously not in this game. I don't know. Let me look. But
of course you do, you fucking bootlicker.
On on third down, the Chiefs are fucking good on defense. No, they gave up 9 for 15 on third down. That's why they lost that game. But throughout the season, they're the best in the league on third down defense, right?
Yeah.
I love seeing that shit. Now, I love seeing because Spags fucking rushes when it's a big play. You never give the quarterback time. Fuck those guys. You run everybody.
Dude, he fucking
and
that's,
I love it.
It didn't work in this game. Josh Allen is a very good fucking player. He's putting up like 320 yards of total offense every week
now.
It's crazy.
He might be the MVP this year.
He's definitely the front runner for the MVP right
for
now.
For sure.
No question about that.
And then he'll lose in the first, second round.
But that's forget about all that. He's still really good. But
he is.
In any other week, that's why the Chiefs keep winning these close games. They have a 49-point differential, which is 10th in the NFL. They have the best record, but their point differential is 10th. They keep winning close games, and everyone's like, oh, that's a bad sign, it's a bad sign. What it's a sign of is when the game's on the line, Spax closes it out. That's what it really is a sign of. Because people this morning are talking about, oh, are the Chiefs in trouble?
No, they're not in trouble.
No,
are you out of your mind?
You know what the issue with Josh Allen is?
What?
He always wants to play the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Yep.
And that's right around the same time as the Super Bowl. So it's like, I got to make an exit.
Out. It's like Kyler Murray in Call of Duty. Like, that's his Call of Duty.
Like how did Kyler play this week? Because there's a new Call of Duty out. It came out two weeks. Well,
they have a bye.
Oh,
no! They put the bye on that weekend, dude.
It came out October 26th.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So let's see the Cardinals' last couple of games.
They've been winning.
He's actually been winning.
Yeah, and he's been putting up numbers.
Beat the Dolphins. Beat the Bears. Beat the Jets. I mean, that's not really anything to write.
Maybe it's like a little reward system. It's like, all right, you study 2 hours of tape. You get to play 5 hours of Call of Duty.
Or maybe the NFL scheduled shitty teams against the Cardinals those weeks that it came out.
Goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, exactly. But guys, the new betting favorite in Vegas and on mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit up to $1,000 is the Lions. So they moved ahead of the Chiefs after yesterday's game. They are now the betting favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Makes sense.
They're, I mean, shit pumping people.
52 to 6.
They're shit pumping people. Also, NFC is an easier path than the AFC.
So. Imagine if Josh Allen played in the NFC all these years.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how many Super Bowls would he have gone
to? Is it an easier path?
Yes. Yes. It's an easier path.
Is it an easier path?
Yes.
Lions are the best team in the NFC. Who's the second best team?
The Eagles.
Okay, then it's an easier path.
That's it. You got two. You have two good teams. Two. That's all you got there.
49ers are still there. They still exist.
Vikings.
They lost.
Packers.
To the Seahawks at home.
Do not like the Packers.
The Vikings are 8-2, so let's not overreact.
49ers are 5-5.
Yeah, they're fine. They just got to get in. Also, Seahawks are decent. You got the
Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals are good.
Dude, I mean, the names you're giving me are just insane. The AFC is the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, the Steelers. All four of those teams are better than any team in the
Bengals.
NFC.
Bengals, I would take.
The Bengals Lions. Are not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
they're not. But if they were in the NFC, if they were in the Falcons division, they'd be undefeated.
Let me put it this way. If the Chargers were in the NFC, they'd be the second best team in the
AFC.
NFC.
AFC South exists.
I don't care. Steelers. One division.
Jaguars, Steelers. Texans, Colts, fucking Titans. That's an awful division.
One of those teams is going to make the playoffs. The rest of them won't.
Yeah, I mean,
the Texans are making the playoffs. Nobody else in the South.
And the Texans are, they're diminished, I guess, at this point because of the injuries. But
they'll win tonight because they're playing Cooper Rush. But, yeah. I mean, going through the rest of this here, let's see. Vikings against the Titans, gross.
The Lions aren't going to win the Super Bowl, though. I think.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I think a healthy Steelers team is a good bet right now.
It's a great bet.
If you can get that at like, I mean, it's probably like 400 or 500, somewhere like that.
Six field goals, and Lamar Jackson did dick all yesterday, man. It's strange. It's absolutely strange.
Sometimes you have off days, you know?
18-16.
There's whole, like, the best hitters in baseball will have 3 weeks where they look like a fucking hobo. You know what I mean?
Do you think Lamar Jackson ever wins a Super Bowl?
At this point,
I mean, it's so much easier to say somebody doesn't because one team does every year.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes
at this point,
exists.
The odds are against him, certainly. Especially he's got how many years left?
He's the same age as Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think he knocks one off.
You can get the Steelers at 18-50 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't know who the quarterback is.
It doesn't fucking matter.
They put in Justin Fields again at the end of the game.
No, that was like a weird package play. Yeah.
It wasn't anything real. It doesn't matter. Either one of those guys in that offense is going to be fine.
Well, they have downfield stuff with Wilson that they don't get with Fields. So.
Yeah, but it's just a different game plan. Yeah. Right? It depends on the matchup, to be honest.
Their defense is nasty. Look, an 18-16 game was fucking wild.
The Lions at plus 380 is not worth betting.
No.
That's not worth betting. Don't do that.
I agree.
The Chiefs at plus 460 is actually worth it.
That's the best odds they've had all year. That's the best.
4.5 to 1 is good. The Bills at 640, you're throwing your money away. Eagles at 780, I think that just because of Saquon.
Yes.
At 780 for the Eagles, I would bet
the Chargers
that right now.
At 26-1.
No.
That's not
Man, they almost blew that game last night. They were up 27-3,
I think the Chargers win the Super Bowl next year if everybody's healthy, to be honest. Like, I don't know how you stop him. He's going to have a year with the team. That is to say Harbaugh. They're going to get another receiver.
A running back.
We'll see about running backs. Dobbins looked great last night.
He looks great. And it's we're all knocking on wood that he's going to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Obviously,
if he can stay healthy, sure. A second or third round draft pick to add another running back, good idea. Or pick somebody up. Maybe Pollard, I think, would be a free agent. I think Tennessee only signed a one-year deal, I think. Like that. You know, whomever's available. But the Chargers, man, they're going to be fucking good.
And by the way, at that point, you have to put Jim Harbaugh maybe on the Mount Rushmore of football coaches.
Football in general. Mm-hmm. There's only been a couple of people to do it. It's Jimmy Johnson and Pete, right?
Barry Switzer,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, people ask me who this Ohio State helmet is signed by. That's actually a game-worn helmet by J.K. Dobbins. Mm-hmm. He was one of my favorites there at school.
This is just the first year where he's been in a good offense and healthy at the same time.
Because
he was healthy a couple years at Baltimore, but the way they used him was retarded.
It's like the first
name. Fucking good,
dude. Yeah. It's the first name that comes to my mind when I think of Gus Johnson just going, J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air, and we'll get to Monday night's game here. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you're a day one homie, Bob, tell us about the Rake Back program.
Look, sometimes you have a bad weekend, bad week, whatever you want to call it, and MyBookie is there for you. If you're a longtime player on MyBookie, not even that long, really, you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, which means you get certain perks, including the rake back. So if you have a bad week, they'll toss you a little money back, saying, hey, we know you like to play. Sorry your picks didn't go so well this week. Here's a little money back. Have fun. We know you like to have some skin in the game. So they give you like a free play, basically.
Yeah, because luckily I sprinkled that. Well, if you guys saw the video that Dan and I recorded, sprinkled the decision for that Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. So that was fun. And, you know, got a little rake back yesterday because I lost on the Falcons twice. Parlays and the straight up game because they're awful. So thank you, my bookie, for the rake back, which I'll be using tonight on tonight's game. Head on over there. New college football odds are up. Shit. Got that Ohio State Indiana game coming up at noon again. Thank Christ.
12-point favorites.
12.5. It was. Did it drop to 12? That's a lot.
It's probably 12.5. But
that's a lot of fucking points.
Is that really your number 5 ranked team in the country?
Yeah, that's where we are. That's where we are. After this weekend, we'll get to it. But that's where we are.
Kirby might be onto something.
No, he's not. Every other week, they might be onto something, and then they fucking lose. It's a weird team there.
Oh, I just mean talking about the Big Ten. Just talking shit on the schedule.
Oh, well, I mean, look, they won the fucking national championship last year, so nothing you can really do about it.
Mm-hmm. Frauds again, though.
Yeah.
Bring the banner down.
Yeah, exactly. But you can bet on it right now. So if you believe in Georgia, go ahead and back up the truck over there. You're going to get great odds because they're ranked pretty fucking high right now after two losses. And is the three-loss Georgia team get in?
Yep. Number one hardest schedule in the country.
Yeah. Still, though,
I not, think so.
Is the third loss in the SEC championship game?
Yeah, it would be.
Also, BYU just got knocked off, so the Big 12 is a one team.
It's just going to be Colorado now, probably.
Yeah. Whoever wins that game.
Colorado.
And also Arizona State, still in the mix because they play BYU this weekend.
Yeah. They beat the Christ out of them.
Ohio State currently has the shortest odds to win the title, plus 295. Oregon is plus 440. That's good money spent. Georgia at plus 470. I wouldn't do that because I think they're just too up and down.
Ole Miss, though.
Georgia's lost two games this year.
Yeah.
Where were they?
I don't know.
Not in Georgia.
Yeah.
Not on a neutral field.
Yeah.
True road games in the SEC. They lost two of them. I would like to. To Alabama and Ole Miss on the road. They lost at Bryant Denny and they lost in the fucking Grove, dude. Those are not.
And Ole Miss has the capability to be like the best team in the country and one of the worst teams.
And those are two road games against what? Top 15 teams? Top 10 teams, maybe? Certainly top 15. They have two totally excusable losses.
They destroyed Texas. Texas hasn't really played anybody.
Yeah.
Are they going to avoid the SEC championship game? Or are they going to be in it?
Well, be in it, almost certainly.
I'd say, well, we'll get to that after the sponsors. You can get tickets to any of these college games out there to drinkabrostickets.com. Also got NFL, got everything else on there. Concerts, rodeos, monster trucks, you name it. $10 cheaper than StubHub at drinkabrostickets.com. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com, live in 12 states. Go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com, enter your city or zip. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. And if you've had it and you've had the new flavors, just look for the green apple on the box. Those are all the brand new flavors. They all taste like liquid Jolly Ranchers. And you want to invest in the company. We've left 30% of that company open to you. Go to wefunder.com/hardafseltzer today and join us. You'll actually get signed contracts, by the way, from the SEC and all that other stuff. We passed our audit. So it is real.
The bad
Thank
SEC.
You for supporting us. Yes, the ones, the government ones, not the football
not
ones,
the
which
ones.
We'll be talking about in a second. Before we hop to college football, though, I want to get your predictions on tonight's Monday night game. This is Texans -7 at the Cowboys, and the over-under is 41.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Is Will Anderson playing?
Don't know, but Dak is out.
Everybody knows that. Hold on, let me look.
Cooper Rush is there.
I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about if...
Nico Collins, by the way, appears to be healthy.
Nico wasn't out for the season. It was just Diggs, right?
Diggs is out for the year. Yeah, but Nico could have been potentially, so I don't know what happened there. I know he had
Tank
surgery.
Too.
Tank Dell is out for the year, I believe.
Oh, you mean...
But Mixon's back, Nico's back. So what, basically CJ Stroud has his team from last year?
Close, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So their defensive tackle is out, and Will Anderson is also out.
Okay.
We'll go with the Cowboys +7.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know about all that. Okay. Let me see.
A little rivalry in state. They'll show up.
I think, well, CD is questionable. Does he even show up to play?
Doubt it. Why would
Cooper
you?
Rush?
Why would you? You're a losing organization. Why risk an injury?
Where's
I wouldn't even want to play. Get a good draft pick.
He's listed as questionable as of 5 hours ago, but right now everything is pointing towards him playing. I could see CD coming out and showing out and having a great game just to put it, shove it in fucking Dak's face, to be honest. You know,
with Cooper Rush?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Delco, who you got?
Cowboys plus 7.
Okay. Bob?
Fuck it. Texans. Who cares? Fuck the Cowboys.
I'm going to drop this down. One of my bookies' infamous teasers over there. That 7-point teaser. Drop down the over to 34.5. Take the Texans with a pick 'em over there. Just because I want to watch the whole game. I don't care how shitty it is. I just need something to live for at the end of that goddamn thing. And that's what gets me through the nights, okay? Wife and kids go to sleep early on Monday nights. And daddy's up late doing invoices. All right, we'll move on over to college football here. Let's start off with Oregon. They barely got out of there.
Madison, whew, road game.
At nights, not easy there. People are asking me, like, oh, what about Oregon now? Nothing. I've been to a night game at Wisconsin. It is fucking gnarly. It is loud. People party. It's great.
They're due for a stinker.
Look, it's a great atmosphere there, man. It's hard. But they came back and scored 10 in the fourth quarter and barely pulled it out there. I mean,
the difference between an undefeated major conference team and a one or two loss major conference team is winning the hard games on the road.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to be honest, it's not necessarily a reflection of how great your team is always. Sometimes it's luck. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the other team, like Wisconsin, this is a big game for them. It's the first time they've ever played Oregon, I think, right?
No.
Not ever, but like in the modern game. It's been
a long
time. They've played
in the Rose Bowl a couple times.
Either way, it's the first conference game. And Oregon, we kind of like lose sight of this because it's all like, oh, playoff or bust or whatever. But like these games mean things to teams. It's not the NFL where they're showing up for work.
For
like
money.
Exactly.
These games mean things to the people playing them, to the people in the stands.
To the coach of Wisconsin, Luke Fickell, it means something.
In a way that it does not in the NFL. So in the NFL, people jump up and bite you, even if it's a shitty team, because everyone's just a professional and they're hyper-competent and they're freak athletes, right? That happens in the NFL. In the college game, people can jump up and bite you for more, I guess you could call it emotional reasons. Mm. You know what I mean? Like they're more invested in an outcome than maybe a professional on a shitty team is. But that professional on a shitty team is a freak and can do things.
And you can look at the peripherals of the game too. Like 16-13 tells one story. And part of that story is that it was 13-6 going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Right.
And we were all watching. We all thought there was a shot there, and they ended up pulling it out. And again, having been to a night game there at Camp Randall,
It's tough.
It's a hard place to play in, man.
But if you look at the rest of the peripherals, Oregon dominated this game. They just didn't put points on the board, right? So it's like, we had a bad game and we still won. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Same with Texas at Arkansas, man. Arkansas is always
a
weird place to play. Yeah,
by the way, this game is at night instead of at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Texas should thank fucking God that this game was at 11 o'clock in the morning.
That was my thoughts exactly. And it sucks, man. It sucks for the fans. It's a major home field advantage to play these fucking games at night. Why they're putting these on at 11 a.m., dude, should be against the law. Trump, do something, dude. Trumps, man. Trumps. Penn State thrashed Purdue here.
Penn State, by the way, is not the fourth best team in the country.
Indiana's not five. They have two really bad schedules.
They're going to get fucking Penn State.
Like
they're not going to get a bye because they won't win the conference. They're going to have to play a first round game that's going to be a closer matchup, and they're going to get beat in the first round.
But no, I don't think so. Got to come to fucking Happy Valley in the cold.
December 20th. Yeah. And here's the other part.
It depends on who the team is.
Whoa, but here's the other part.
If it's like Colorado or somebody, maybe.
But let's flip it, right? They're going to have to play 12, more than likely, which will be like a Boise State. Yeah, they're still going to win.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to win the like
5 honestly might be the best seed.
It might be.
Because you get to keep the momentum.
You get a home game, keep the momentum, and then you're going to play somebody shitty. So, I mean, Penn State's in a good spot.
I think you really need to understand how bad of a coach Franklin is.
Oh, I already know.
I think you need to understand it in your bones like I do.
But they're 1-10 against
Imagine he's Snitker or Bobby
Brian
Cox.
Kelly.
Or Brian Kelly. Or imagine he's Shanahan, and it's 28-3.
Oh, boy. That cuts deep.
I'm just saying, deep, that's how it cuts for me every time I watch Penn State play.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, when exactly in this game am I going to be horrified or disappointed?
Yeah. And it's just such like a, you just never see, maybe because everything's under such a microscope, but I swear to God, in no normal job have I ever worked where I've seen like that, like every week, a big incompetent thing happen. Do you know what I mean? A big.
It's like having Mike McCarthy as your coach.
No, not quite, because Franklin, we don't give him enough credit. He never loses games he's not supposed to.
Yeah, that's true.
He just loses games he's always supposed to lose.
Yes. Right.
He doesn't pull out the bigger ones.
The big ones, yeah.
Penn State very rarely gets upset.
No, that's true. Right. Like, even Purdue, they covered, man. Like, we joked about the spread, and that's true.
That's true now, but I think the better the Big Ten gets, the less likely that's going to be to happen.
To quote your favorite actor in your second favorite role of his, "You are neither hot nor cold, so I will spit you out."
Mm. Yeah.
That is James Franklin.
There you go.
Who? What's that quote from?
Bill the Butcher.
It's
Bill the Butcher.
Gangs of New York.
And he's just quoting the Bible there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he's doing. Daniel Day-Lewis, proud of you, DDL.
Lukewarm. Jesus doesn't like lukewarm Christians. That's what that quote's about.
Yeah. Well, neither does anybody else.
He's like Goldilocks?
Yeah. Sure is.
I want it hot.
Yeah.
The inverted Goldilocks.
Yeah, inverted.
Yeah.
Kansas versus BYU. I didn't watch this game, so what happened here?
Don't care.
Kansas is better.
So here's the thing about
BYU?
Both of these teams. This is a crazy result only because of where it happened. But Kansas... boy, they really fucked their year up, because this team has a lot of talent, and it took them half the year to figure out what was going on. They have a new offensive coordinator this year, which has been their biggest complaint all through the season.
Jalen Daniels has kind of been like hurt all year.
Yeah, they finally started figuring things out. This Kansas team is better than their record. They're not great, but they're better than their record. They slugged it out with a BYU team who is much worse than their record.
Mm-hmm.
And they won a game on the road in fucking Provo, dude.
And BYU might lose. They're probably going to lose to Arizona State this weekend. They're probably not going to make the Big 12 championship.
Big 12 is a one-bid league.
They are. But this brings me back to the point about Indiana that you said earlier. Are they a five team? Well, BYU was six.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee was seven.
Tennessee?
I would rather just put up all the SEC schools.
You don't want to know what Tennessee would be doing in the Big Ten right now.
Yeah.
Tennessee would be butt fucking... literally everyone but Ohio State.
They would be doing Indiana things.
Yeah, they would be doing Indiana things. They'd be better than Indiana. Like, I love Indiana. I'm rooting for the Hoosiers.
It's fun.
I'm just saying.
But it's not real.
It is a league where the very tippy top is equivalent to the SEC, but the middle and bottom is so much fucking worse.
Indiana is a fun summer fling.
Yeah.
It's not real.
So what do we do then about Tennessee? Because I fucking love Tennessee. It's 17 points. I mean, they just couldn't do anything in this fucking game.
Yeah. Because Josh Heupel's offense doesn't work against competent defenses usually.
Except Delta.
But with UGA, and like, because they sling the ball around Tennessee, they don't have any corners. They don't have a secondary. So like, you could throw on them, and they just didn't. I don't know what
The teams that have beat Georgia this year have done it in the air mostly.
Kirby does. Tennessee's a little more running oriented than you think this year.
Kirby doesn't lose two straight.
Kirby isn't. I don't know that Kirby's ever lost two straight.
But here's the thing: knowing that Georgia doesn't have a secondary, you decide to run the ball 40 times.
That's their offense this year. It's a little more run oriented, especially because we all love Nico early in the year and stuff like that, but he's young. He's not.
Yeah, but that's Heupel's offense, really. It's run to set up the pass.
Yes, run to set up the deep pass. And a lot of times when the running game is better. So 2 years ago, not last year, the year before, they were really run heavy. I remember when they beat the fuck out of Missouri. I mean, it was all running. Like, seriously, that's.
That's a retarded strategy to do one thing to set up another as a. Hard principle, though. You take what the offense gives you.
Yes, Heupel's not good.
It's like, what the fuck, man? This is basic shit.
We've been saying this for years, though. Heupel does not adjust. Heupel is like, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do. When it works, it's fireworks. When it doesn't work, you want to fucking... he makes James Franklin the fucking Picasso of college football.
It's a three and out in 15 seconds. It's a three and out in 15 seconds.
It is immediate three and out.
Which, by the way, fucks up your defense way more than anything else you could do. Quick three and outs, like sub-minute three and outs, fuck up your defense. Maybe not in the first or second quarters, but in the second half, you're fucked.
Do you understand how many times me and this person have watched very good defenses get fucked by Josh Heupel offenses? There was a time when, because Heupel was there when Odom was the coach at Missouri, the UNLV coach. Now,
we never had a good defense.
We had great defenses under Barry Odom. Like, some of the best defenses I've ever seen in Missouri have. And they would, God bless them, they would do their best for two quarters against the elite teams. But Heupel would just be like, oh, I got to keep doing my game plan.
Because Georgia's offense is not all that great.
It's not.
It's like, there's
they don't have anyone.
There's no reason you should allow 450 total yards from Georgia's offense. And I don't think Tennessee's defense is that bad. But if you run somebody out there long enough.
That also said, Josh Heupel's been having a really good time at Tennessee. Like, if you're a Tennessee fan.
Yeah, he's in Knoxville fucking probably, who knows what he's up to.
But he's still doing
the record
than,
is good. Yeah, the record is good. And they're still in the hunt for the playoffs.
And they've been bad for a long time. Yes, they've been bad since, like, 2002.
But he is going to be their James Franklin.
Yeah. He already is.
Now, well, he's beating Alabama, which is going to tide him over for a while. No pun intended. Actually, pun intended. At the end of the day, it's going to get to a point where they're never going to get over the Kirby hump, and there's going to be some other team that shows up, and they'll stop getting over that hump too, and they're always going to be just right beneath where they need to be, and
that's
maybe because there's a.
Oh God, yeah. Dude! I hate to interrupt here. They named that Georgia Tech game the night game for rivalry weekend.
Yep,
that's the night game.
Yep.
Is Georgia Tech going to beat Georgia? The answer to that is no.
No.
Right? Also,
it would be funny.
You have a higher state. Jesus Christ, dude.
For what it's
Ohio
worth.
Ohio State Michigan's not a good game.
No, not this year. But in years past, like every year has been a banger. Like, Jesus Christ.
For what it's worth.
And then but also they're predicting Boise could get a bye?
Yes.
Can you break that down for me?
Yeah, if they win Mountain West, it's the top ranked. The four top-ranked conference winners.
Okay. Yeah, they could surpass Colorado.
Yeah,
so SEC, Big Ten.
All conferences.
ACC, and then...
It doesn't matter, yeah.
So then whatever the fourth highest-ranked conference
It's not going to be ACC, though, because whomever, like SMU or Miami, they're not going to be top four. They're not going to be top five, probably, right?
No, it's not about being top four, top five. So you can
No, I know, but it's going to be the high... Like, so if Colorado wins Big 12 and they're ranked 10th, and Miami wins the ACC and they're ranked 11th, then Colorado gets the bid.
Yes.
That's how it works,
gets
right?
The bye, yeah.
Yeah. So
Boise could theoretically jump them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Big 12 sucks ass.
Success.
ACC
wow.
ACC sucks ass.
The
so
ACC
then,
also sucks ass, yeah.
If Boise got that bye, it could be a Georgia at a 12, a Tennessee at a 12, and then going up to Penn State would be a fucking blast to
watch. Clemson could win the ACC and have three losses.
If SMU stumbles,
no, they're going to lose to fucking South Carolina.
SMU? Oh yeah, yeah.
No, Clemson. Clemson. Oh, Clemson. Yeah, yes, I think yes. I agree
they are
with
going
that.
To lose to South Carolina.
So, but they could still get in the SEC championship, win that, and get in.
I would be shocked if Clemson beat South Carolina. It's at South Carolina, right?
I don't know.
It's not in Death Valley. I'm pretty sure. I don't think it really matters.
They only have one ACC loss, correct? Yeah. No, they have two ACC losses.
No, they don't.
No, the first loss Georgia.
They lost to Louisville. Who else? Didn't lose anybody else?
That's Georgia. Just Georgia and Louisville, and then South Carolina. But the losses don't matter. It's the ranking in the fucking conference.
It does.
If you win one of the P4 conferences, you're in.
Yeah.
You will never not be in.
So Clemson could get in with three losses.
Yes.
Actually, Notre Dame might be five.
Nope.
Then. Why?
Fifth seed?
Yeah, fifth.
No.
They might be fifth.
Top four buys.
Oh, they could be, yes.
Notre Dame, because the way they're moving up the charts now, because they're going to pass
Tennessee.
They'll
probably be the fifth seed.
They're going to pass BYU.
Yeah, they're fucking up teams.
They're fucking teams.
And they're going to be five, and then they could play a Georgia or a Tennessee or somebody like that.
If Ohio State loses against Oregon in the Big Ten Championship, they could be five as
well. If you catch like a Georgia as a 12... Oh God!
There's going to be that every year.
There's going to be it though. Somebody's going to be
how strong the Big Ten and fucking SEC are now. You're going to catch a heater in 10, 11, 12. Like every year, it's going to be one of them, if not multiple.
Exactly, man. Boise continue to roll. What did Genty have? 160, three touchdowns there,
32 carries. He's not slowing down.
It's not getting it done though.
Well, you got Hunter. Hunter's starting to run away with this thing. Even the media is picking up on it. This is the point in the season where the media starts to go all in on it. They're showing highlights of him. He looked great this weekend and impossible.
You
got
to give it to a generational guy like that.
I agree.
Which they should have done with Ndamukong and Sue, but whatever. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Texas A&M, are they still in the hunt here?
Yep.
Okay.
They are in second place in the SEC right
just
now.
Just beat Texas, you're in.
They beat Texas. They are in the conference championship
game. Yeah, which is unlikely, I think.
I think it's very likely.
I think it's very Texas A&M play, nobody, pal.
I'd say possible.
Texas A&M, that's one of the highest priced game on DringerBrosTickets.com right now.
I got A&M in that game.
Dude, those tickets are going for $1,000 a piece.
What time is that game?
Night game.
Yo, boy. A&M's no fucking way.
A&M's winning that game.
There's no fucking way. Texas ain't beat nobody, Paul. And the last fucking big night game they had, Georgia came into Texas and pushed shit in.
So for a Hard AF Seltzer, we're doing a bunch of fraternities up there, and I just got off the call this morning. They are fucking juiced off of this. Tickets are $1,000. It is very, very pricey. That is going to be a month. It's their fucking Super Bowl. So, yeah, they are amped up, and I'll take A&M in that game. Arizona State, we all pick this.
Well, they're playing, so BYU at Arizona State this week.
Yep.
Which, if Arizona State wins that game, they are in the Big 12 title game.
This is a coach playoff game.
Is the second, I think, if you're going
He's 33
coach of the year.
Or something like that.
Yeah, if you go coach of the year, this guy's got to be number two behind Cignatti from Indiana. I what he's doing with his team is really fucking good.
All schools
should
have to like hire an alumni.
I agree, dude.
This is a massive weekend for playoff implications.
Oh yeah.
So Colorado goes at Kansas this weekend.
Yep.
And that is a
must win game.
They're all must win at this point. But that's a dangerous game. So they finished with Oklahoma State. That's an easy win, I think.
Because Iowa State could still.
If Colorado beats Kansas at Kansas this weekend, they're in the Big 12 championship, and then whomever the winner of BYU Arizona State will be the other team.
Woo, fuck me, dude. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
So here's a interesting thing about Colorado that I want people to keep in mind. Have they beaten a fully competent football team this year?
Yeah, they're getting better.
No.
They were getting much better.
Who's their best win?
Colorado's
their best win?
I'm not saying Colorado's not getting better. I'm saying have they beaten a fully competent football team?
I don't think so.
Probably their best win is probably at Tech.
Texas Tech?
Yeah.
No, that's not good enough.
They lost to Nebraska. They lost to K-State at home. Those are the two most competent teams they played. I mean, everyone else is fucking flawed as shit that they beat.
They beat Baylor on a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. One, yeah.
So going to Kansas. Kansas is, like I said, they're better than the
Baylor
record.
Is starting to heat up.
Baylor is. But Baylor should have beaten them. It wasn't just a Hail Mary. It was a Hail Mary with a bananas catch and a blown coverage.
Yes.
But Kansas is playing the most competent football that Colorado has faced in over a month. And it is on the road, and I imagine, even though Kansas fans are probably checked into basketball season at this point because they're ranked number one in the country.
But you get to ruin Deion's season.
You get to ruin Deion's season. Not just like a random, like, oh, we can ruin, you know, Utah's season.
Winner.
Or we can ruin Iowa State's season. You can ruin Deion fucking Sanders' family's season.
The Whites and Lawrence, they would love that.
I'm just saying that tune into that fucking game. What time is that game at?
It's got
2:30.
Either way.
All right, good.
Good enough.
That's good enough. He's got Ohio State, Indiana at 11, and then you got that game at 2:30.
Now, Oklahoma State.
No, they're bad.
Is 0-7.
Yep.
Yeah.
Play Tech, which they'll probably lose, and then they go at Colorado, which they will also. They're going to go 0-9 in the Big 12.
Yep.
That's embarrassing.
In the new, much worse Big 12. In the Big 12, let me just note this.
It's the Mountain West now.
In the Big 12, that they were supposed to be the premier program in.
Yeah.
Yep.
How does Gunny keep his job?
Somebody's got to get fired.
Ollie Gordon was supposed to be the Heisman. He was the Heisman favorite. Right. Ollie Gordon was one of the Heisman favorites.
Literally, I cannot stress this enough. Oklahoma State fans are like, well, this fucking sucks that these teams left our conference and tried to fuck us over. But at least now it'll be like us and K-State running the conference. 0-9.
Yeah. Talk about Scatabo more.
You also probably shouldn't bring back a guy who's eligible for a 7th or 8th year as a quarterback, Alan Bowman.
No.
At year 7, you probably figure out who he is.
Give him one more year. We'll move on here. Clemson ended up beating Pitt.
No one cares.
No one cares. Stanford beat Louisville. Louisville's 6-4. How are they ranked? How is that a ranked
team?
They
won't be after this week.
They are not anymore.
Mizzou, South Carolina.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Those are two very evenly matched teams, and that's the result. If Missouri had won by 4, I would be saying the same
thing.
Would South Carolina get in? I know they have 3 losses.
No. They got 3 losses.
If they beat Clemson and Clemson makes it.
No.
They just spoil Clemson at that point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Missouri, I wish I was a neutral person watching that game because I would have loved it. Because it was a really fucking good game.
Fucking 31 points scored in the fourth quarter.
God damn, dude. It was awesome.
I mean,
it was a great game.
We had a 4th and 6 with a minute left, and Brady Cook throws a dime to Burton, who basically pushes his guy away and runs into the end zone. And I'm thinking, that might be a little too much time. Yeah. And, they drive down the field, score with 15 seconds left to touchdown. Really, though, probably the play of the week for South Carolina is we have them 3rd and 10 with 5 minutes left. We're up 1. 3rd and 10. They have 3 timeouts, so if we stop them, they'll have to punt the ball, certainly. And Johnny Walker, III, a guy who's going to be a draft pick on the defensive line this year, gets his arms around Sellers 6 yards in the backfield. Sellers I don't know how he broke that tackle. I mean, Johnny Walker is insane. Mm-hmm. So is Sellers, though.
Yeah. Sellers is a big boy.
Sellers is like, if there's an early Heisman for next year,
yeah.
Sprinkle that yep. motherfucker.
Yeah.
Sellers breaks the tackle.
He's a redshirt freshman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got two more years left.
Breaks the tackle, completes a pass for the first down. That was the game more than even their last drive, because we can ice the game at that point. Yeah. We're running. Both teams were, both defenses especially, fucking gassed. When we got the ball back after that, I had almost no doubt we were going to score because their defense was not stopping our run at all.
Yeah.
If we get the ball back with 5 minutes and are just able to run, we're going to run that clock out, no problem. But makes an incredible play. They score a touchdown because our defense is gassed. We go down the field, score a touchdown because their defense is gassed. But there's a minute 10 left on the clock. Our defense is gassed. He comes up with the fucking insane drive. Sellers is a fucking stud. Look out for this dude.
Yeah, and it was probably one of the best games of the weekend.
There's no way there's a better game than that this weekend.
Now, if you're LSU, Dan and I told you this the top of the year here, the pre-prediction show. Brian Kelly's a fucking loser, and he will never win anything there. And I said, be prepared for this. It's going to be a long season for you guys. You need to really buckle in and accept who your coach is. You guys loved him and thought he would win a national championship.
He's probably going to win next year, I would say.
Yeah, he'll probably win a national championship at some point. Because Ed Orgeron won a fucking natty
next
at
2 years.
LSU.
Yeah.
LSU is 6-4. Will he still be there?
Who's going to have Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow?
Okay, Les Miles also won a national championship at LSU.
Who are the...
Les Miles eats grass.
Yeah.
Oh, that roster sucked. Yeah. I mean, it didn't suck, but it was pretty fucking mid.
So when LSU wins, it's because they have an elite defense. Mm-hmm. And that was true. Like, certainly the Burrow offense was statistically the best offense in college football history, but their defense was elite as well. Last year, their offense was fucking great last year. Their defense sucked. Dog, they went eight games, I think, last year.
This is the new SEC. You're going to have two or three losses.
And that's true, but you can't have a weak fucking defense. You can't have a weak defense.
You can't have three, really, either.
You can't have three,
maybe this year is actually a year you could have three, just because it's so
you
chaotic.
Can't give up 27 points to this Florida team and even be in the conversation.
But do they even beat Vanderbilt next week?
Like, I don't think so.
I mean,
yes, Vanderbilt's looking ahead to kill Tennessee's season.
I think they're going to kill both.
It could.
Well, LSU's dead.
But keep going.
I just mean team-wise. Yeah. I think they're going to fuck LSU up.
Yeah.
Keep going there. But
and then the team we're not talking about that could still make the playoff, too, Tulane.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, they can.
Yes.
I don't even care if they make the play. I don't. They're losing to whoever they play.
They can
first.
Definitely make it if the Big 12 beats each other up and the Tulane jumps up in the rankings a little bit, which they're probably going
to
jump.
No, they just need Boise to lose.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they? Boise. If there's enough chaos in the Big 12. The highest ranked conference champs could be.
Yeah. If BYU and Colorado lose, and then it's like a 2 or 3 loss team from the Big 12 going in, and
say BYU and Colorado both lose this weekend. Super duper possible, right?
Yeah, big
then,
time. I would say probable almost.
Oklahoma State?
No, who's playing Oklahoma
Colorado
State?
Colorado plays.
Oh, but next week they play at Arizona.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
No, the week after.
I apologize. Yeah.
Colorado's playing Kansas, and BYU's playing Arizona State.
Those are both losable games.
BYU is losing. I think Colorado's going to lose. So now the Big 12 is maybe a one big league, but if you have you could have an American, especially if Tulane keeps pushing shit in, and Army, by the way, still undefeated, climbing the rankings. If they keep winning and Boise keeps winning and the Big 12 keeps beating each other up, the American and the Mountain West champion will both be higher ranked than the Big 12 champion, and then it's the three big conferences, those two G6 conferences, and then the Big 12 just left off.
I don't think the Big 12 can get left out.
I don't think they can either.
Yes, they can. They don't have an auto bid. There is no auto bid. It's sort of like a winky auto bid. It's not a real auto bid.
It's an auto bid insofar as if you're one of the top four ranked in a gentleman's agreement. Major conference, right?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, the games are the games. You still got to win games. But if Colorado is in any way eligible, they'll be in that playoff. 100%. Because of the story of Deion.
Okay, they were ranked 17th going into this. Or is that their AP ranking, 17?
Army is playing Notre Dame this weekend.
Yeah, if Army beats Notre Dame, they are going to fly up the fucking
That's
rankings.
Not going to happen.
It's at Yankee Stadium, which is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
You root for the Yanks.
Maybe they do it, but that would be shocking to me. Let's see, BYU dropped down to 14th. What were we at? What were we talking about?
Yeah, but it'll be relatively reflective.
It's pretty close usually.
They fucking hate Army.
They dropped Army too, even though Army won the game.
They hate the committee.
LSU is the night game, by the way, against Vanderbilt.
LSU's not even ranked anymore.
Thank God.
SEC Network.
Thank God we're wasting our fucking
Tulane
time
is up
on
to 20th.
SEC Network.
Oh, that's
even problem. ESPN, the night game is fucking Texas A&M.
Arizona
Auburn.
State is 21st now. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
I don't know how Washington State
Illinois is back in somehow.
Yeah. Because they won. Big week. They had a big week this week.
I'm just saying there is a very real world where the Big 12 is not an auto bid. Now, is a Big 12 conference champion still going to get in as an at-large? Almost certainly.
Yeah.
One would imagine.
Boise's going to rematch UNLV, though.
Yeah, but if Boise butt-fucks UNLV, and then...
But I don't think they're going to win.
Either Tulane... How many losses? Tulane has two losses, but they're both, like, fairly decent losses.
Kansas State and Oklahoma.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks, too, and they haven't lost since, which does factor in when the CFP people do their shit.
Who's their projected first team out here? I mean, if you're looking at this right now, God, you want to talk about not being able to lose? ESPN's got a fake predictor of tonight's thing. I got Boise at 12, Tennessee at 11.
Tennessee's going to lose to Vandy at Vandy.
Not sure.
I'm telling you.
Georgia at 10, so they can't afford to lose.
Mm-hmm. They can't afford to. No.
Well,
they won't lose in the regular season.
And it's Georgia Tech.
But they can lose the SEC. Georgia can lose the SEC championship and still get it.
That's what they thought last year.
Well, yeah. There's a few more bids.
Ole Miss is at 9. They're 8-2, so they can't lose.
Ole Miss also...
Alabama's at 8-2.
So Ole Miss and Alabama, I think, also have a ceiling where they basically can't get into the SEC championship game.
Alabama's got a 71% chance of making the CFP, and Ole Miss has a 62% chance right now.
And because they won't play in the SEC championship. Mm-hmm. So like that, it actually helps them.
Same thing with Tennessee.
It helps
all
them.
Three of those teams.
Yeah. Who would Ole Miss lose to?
Kentucky.
And LSU, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, they lost to Kentucky and LSU. So their losses.
They lost to LSU.
Yeah, they did. I'm almost positive they did.
So. LSU.
So here's the thing. They don't have any tiebreak losses, right? They beat Georgia. So Ole Miss has a really good shot to make, by the way, their first ever SEC championship game.
If you're out there, by the way, and you're rooting for this, you want an Ohio State blowout to try to push out Indiana altogether.
Fuck
otherwise,
that.
The Big Ten, here's why. I mean, this is ESPN saying this, not me. They're saying that a blowout would maybe potentially knock them out of the playoffs because otherwise the Big Ten is going to get four teams in.
Yeah, but if Indiana beats Ohio State, they have two losses. Who's Ohio State's best win?
Penn State.
Who's fourth?
I need Penn State to lose.
Yeah.
They're not going to. Penn State's not going to lose.
Right now in the SEC, if everything just plays, if everybody at the top wins the rest of their games, and Texas A&M can't because they play each other, right? Mm-hmm. So one of them will have two losses, and Georgia will have two losses, and Ole Miss will have two losses, and this is all in conference, and Ole Miss leapfrogs Georgia. Texas or A&M versus... Ole Miss is the most likely SEC championship right now.
What is it?
Texas or A&M versus Ole Miss in the SEC championship.
Gross.
A team you wouldn't expect to be there and a team that's there for the first time.
Let's do what college basketball did where they have those first four games.
Yeah,
the first four.
Yeah. The knockout.
They
the
probably
Tuesday.
Will.
I guarantee, give that 2 years.
Yeah.
You
so Tulane can play
round?
Boise
Correct.
And winner gets
Why
the
not?
Ball seed.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I mean, you're
going to
do it with a bowl game anyways. Why not make it part of the fucking playoff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we're this close to that, by the way.
Because there's that first 2 weeks before the New York Six anyways. Why not just fucking make that part of the playoffs?
Also,
system?
The other thing that I'm hearing behind the scenes, because I talked to some more colleges this morning, is they're really gearing up because you're playing an NFL schedule of 17 games now. So, like, fuck, dude, that's going to be brutal on these kids' bodies, man. I mean, it's...
I'm just curious how many two-loss Big Ten teams would get in.
I don't think that... Well,
Ohio State... Let's say they lost.
Let's say they lose to Indiana.
They're number two in the nation.
Who's their best? They're 1-2 against in good games. In games against good teams, they'd be one and two.
Should have lost to Nebraska.
Well, they beat them. Whatever.
Yeah.
So they only have one good win, and they didn't make the conference championship.
No. Ohio State's such a big brand. They're getting in with two losses.
They're getting
in
two losses. But
here's
the thing:
Penn State loses at any point, they should be out.
But right now, as it sits, Ohio State has played three top five teams. If they beat Indiana and go to the Big Ten title, they're the only school that will have played four top five teams.
Maybe four top five. Fuck that. Because
also, Penn State has a real chance to lose to Minnesota this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the spread on that, I wonder?
Probably six.
So it's out.
If they lose to Minnesota, they should be out. They should be gone.
It's 11 and a half Penn State. No, I'll take Minnesota.
Minnesota at home?
With the points?
Yeah.
That's at home. It's a 2:30 game.
I mean, I don't think Penn State's going to have points. Penn State will win these last two games. They're in the playoff, but I don't think they're going to fucking crush Minnesota at Minnesota.
No, this will be a dogfight up there, I think. Who's their final game?
Ohio State has one loss right now.
Their final game is Maryland.
There's no way in fucking hell. I don't care how much Indiana loses by. If they only lose one game and then just get tie-breaked out of the championship game, that they don't make the playoff. There's no fucking way.
Right. So that would give the Big Ten four teams.
Yeah.
Well, three, because Penn State's going to lose.
It would be more likely that, I think the Big Ten just getting four teams either way, and I think the SEC is getting four teams either way.
But who are the four for the SEC?
Bama, Georgia.
Some combination of Bama, Georgia, A&M, Ole Miss.
Texas.
And Texas.
Yeah. Winner of the Texas A&M game.
Yeah, four of those five.
Okay, but if Vandy beats Tennessee?
Oh, I don't even expect Tennessee to beat Tennessee. And I forgot about Tennessee, but yeah, there's so four of those
Tennessee
six.
Tennessee is seven right now. Yeah, so four of those the rankings come four out
of those
tonight.
Six, but I mean, Vandy's going to win. Four of those six would be it. Yeah. Maybe five of those six, depending on how other shit shakes out.
Let's just make all 12 teams SEC schools.
I agree. Yeah. But like the ACC.
Just wait 2 years. It'll be Big Ten versus SEC and that's it.
The ACC is trending.
Last year would have been Big Ten versus SEC.
Yeah.
If it's this year's conferences, it would have been that.
Correct.
Then 22 was Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State. So two Big Ten, one SEC, one 12.
Okay. Dan, give me a prediction here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think, I know we hope, but do we think the Hurricanes shit their pants in Syracuse?
Kyle McCord could easily beat Miami.
Yeah.
God,
if Syracuse beats Miami,
he just has to not throw five interceptions. Yeah.
Or
in the first
just
half.
Not get, like, I mean, Miami's pass rush is not going to pressure him. He's bad under pressure. That's his problem.
Yeah.
If you put any amount of pressure on him, he throws the ball into somebody else's. Right? Yeah.
Syracuse beats Miami, the ACC becomes a one-bid league.
And it's SMU. Which is fucking hilarious, to be honest.
Well, then, here's the thing: they still would have to win the title.
Whoever wins the title wins. Would be
three loss Clemson.
Oh god,
Clemson would be out though. It would be SMU and Miami. It's going to be that no matter.
No,
what.
No, I'm telling you, Clemson is going to lose.
It would be Clemson versus
game.
SMU in the championship because Miami would have two conference losses. Mm. SMU would have three losses but only one conference loss.
Yeah, and this is going to be wild to see as this plays out.
I'm telling you, the 12-team playoff is fun. I don't care what anyone says.
I agree.
Hilarious.
Like, we're talking about playoff implications in games right now, and we would never be talking about this in previous years because all the big teams, well, every now and again, the Michigan-Ohio State game is relevant, has been relevant. But other than that, the major rivalry games, it's not until the conference championships that we really decide shit. Right.
Well, the rivalry week is sort of a de facto first round of the playoffs.
It can be depending on the conference. Right?
Usually, the winner of Michigan, Ohio State usually goes to the Big Ten championship.
But if it's like Alabama, who's Alabama play?
Auburn.
That's not been relevant in a very long time, right?
No. It's always been a fun game.
2010.
They
should have
lost last year. They should have lost last
in
year. That, remember that Hail Mary from? They shouldn't even be in the playoffs last year.
Yeah,
that's what knocked Georgia out. That Hail Mary knocked Georgia out.
Which, by the way, I kind of think Auburn might steal the Iron Bowl this year and take care of it.
It wouldn't shock me.
They're so bad this year.
It doesn't matter in that game.
They just won this weekend.
Throw the record books out, pal.
Yeah, they just won this weekend, dude.
They beat some dog shit team. They beat, New Mexico State or whatever?
Man, Auburn's not even ranked, so I can't even pull it up. But
doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way, it'll be fun. And then also, we got some breaking news here. Tommy DeVito's back to starting for the Giants.
Not just that.
Love to see that.
But Daniel Jones has been moved to QB3.
Three, underneath Drew Lock.
Why isn't Drew Lock starting?
I don't
know. Annoying.
Let him play.
Because Tommy's the man.
They're saving Drew Lock for next year because he's going to be their starting fucking quarterback. That's why.
Yeah.
Just never. We're back up you, baby.
He should be.
Back up you. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes. Then head on over to Spotify after that. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.